Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in, my friends. It is already Wednesday, the 15th day of May, 2013. Hard to believe we're almost halfway into 2013, and halfway into the rest of our lives. It is an adventure, and there is no turning back, so embrace it, live it with gusto, and leave your mark for liberty and freedom and constructive development for human society. That's what marks a human being from a globalist animal who is out of control, operating as a cancer on the face of this globe. Well, it's information overload as the quickening accelerates, as more and more happens across the world, and as the absurdist whitewashing of the corporatist press and of the White House intensifies, trying to make excuses for the manifest lying that's going on. And there's a Hill article, talking about the fact of why is the press all starting to turn against Obama? It's because they realize that they have no relevance if they don't. They already realize they've lost relevance, and the article goes into how Drudge is able to focus on the White House corruption, and so the media then follows that. What Drudge is able to do, what InfoWars is able to do, what any other real media is able to do is show you what they said a month ago versus what they're saying now. And then we'll show you what they say tomorrow in context right next to each other. The headline is Obama needs a Drudge. But Obama doesn't want a Drudge because Drudge is showing how Obama changes his story and gets caught lying every day. It's like a time capsule or something. And all they do at Drudge, and all we do at InfoWars, and all you do out there in your own life is have a memory and go, wait a minute. They admitted they were going after libertarian and conservative tax-free groups 3 years ago. They've had MSNBC call for a purge. But now America, because of all the other Benghazi gates and everything else, and breaking into the media and spying on the media and persecuting whistleblowers, now the public is ready to see it in the light for which it really is, out of control. Extremely dangerous. Authoritarian. So that is just some of the news that we are going to be covering and going over today. And InfoWars.com has been having intermittent issues. A few weeks ago, we were being hacked or attacked different ways. And right now, we can punch it up on screen. We need to let IT know. They probably never will. I'm being sarcastic. Service unavailable. This server temporarily unable to service your request due to maintenance downtime or capacity problems. Please try again later. So you will need to go to drudgereport.com to find a lot of the stories I'm going to be covering, obviously. Look at this headline. What are these weird street signs being installed in Las Vegas? And they look just like the IntelliStreets designs that Homeland Security spending billions of dollars on, where streetlights and power poles become surveillance grids. And then they also give the public orders. And in the future, these companies, or several, admit you'll wave your ID card in front of it or stand for a face scan. And what they do is they bark orders demanding you line up in front of the computer or the SWAT team is coming. I'm not joking. And there's also a video of people out in California. The cops come to the door. The kids are playing in the yard. They go, we're going to come in and make sure there's no disturbance. They say there is no disturbance. So the cops bust in and then taser both the man and woman who were doing nothing as punishment.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 15th day of May, 2013, and I'm going to open the phones up throughout the 3 hours today. Dr. Corey Gold's talk show host in his own right is going to be joining us to give us his take on Benghazi Gate, IRS Gate, media spying, persecution gate, whatever you want to call it. What is behind all this and where is it going? There's now talk, which is good. That's where it should be going. By Boehner, of all people, the Speaker of the House, to go after Obama or people in his party, in his criminal government, with criminal charges. They're talking about who is going to go to jail. Someone needs to go to jail. The national polls are out showing the majority of Americans want jail time for these criminals as well. We have footage up on InfoWars.com of out in California. The police come and say, we heard there's a report of loud voices. And the family says, well, nothing's going on here. Kids are playing in the yard. We don't need any help. The cops say, we're going to come in. You're going to get on the floor. And they say, no, you need a warrant for that. And that's what the courts have ruled. And they kick the door down, and the people have their hands up, and they both taser them as punishment. We're going to play that video and audio later. And then there's new footage up on Infowars.com of a reporter who went to an area northwest of London to actually visit a friend. And while he was at it, thought, well, nearby is the Grove Hotel where Bilderberg is going to be meeting in a few weeks. Google is already set to meet there next week. And a helicopter came over, and then police. First, he's like, oh, is that helicopter hovering over, you know, over me for them as I walk down a country road, just wanting to videotape, you know, a golf course. And then police show up and say, we've got to put you basically in a database. Give us your info. Why are you here? And secret police all over the place. And this is the essence of secret police, where they just say, hi, we're here to look into what you're doing. We're here to put you in a database. We're here to make you answer questions. And you say, well, I'm not going to answer your questions. Well, we're going to beat you up and say that you resisted us. And it doesn't matter if it's on tape. They have kept juries that will put you in jail. We have the biggest prison population in the world here in the U.S., and it's only getting worse. And the system wants the police to act in a thuggish way against the public and train us that we're all criminals when the real criminals in government are above the law. And again, I'm not saying all police are bad. In fact, a lot of police, most police are actually good people that sign up for the real reasons. But the thugs, the bullies are being promoted to the top, and they are protecting the thugs. And there's a conversion over to the way police forces are in North Korea or Mexico. Now, that said, we reported last year on IntelliStreets and other companies getting Homeland Security grants to put microphones and cameras and face scanning cameras. And New York's already putting these up in systems that scan through your clothes, quote, looking for weapons. So, again, guilty until proven innocent, piercing your clothes, violating the Fourth Amendment. Because your person, you know, the clothing over you is your privacy. Is your privacy. It's very, very simple. And we need your help up on Infowars.com with an article that we've got posted. What are these weird street signs being put up all over Las Vegas? And you look at them, they have the symbol of a badge on them with computer screens above, in the center, and below. And they then have wiring going up to what looks like little command pods on the top of them. These are clearly police communication hub/slash spy grids. But we need to identify exactly what company it is. The folks that sent us these images, I wish they would have gone to the back of the panels and looked for the stamp of manufacture, because that would let us know. This is definitely some type of, you know, Google-type wireless-grabbing spy pod, command pod, because we can see the communications arrays. But it's also clearly there to give orders and commands to the public. A decade ago in England, they put up as the test ground thousands of telescreens that actually bark orders at you. And it has a computer with set messages, but then also the police can come over it and demand as it barks orders. There's the headline, talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets. That's May 14th, 2012, almost exactly a year ago. Wow. Talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets. IntelliStreet system now being installed with DHS backing. And it looks like the IntelliStreet or one of the other companies, but we need to confirm that, that indeed these are going in. And then it tells you, present yourself, show ID, the new IDs, you know, have the RFID chips in them in every state. And then you present yourself via the digital photo of your driver's license, and it scans you. It takes a digital photo, and that's the new system where you're walking and it goes, stand up straight, up against the wall. Failure to do so will respond in police presence. And the cops pull up. They're like, why didn't you stop back there? Well, I'm going somewhere. All right, buddy, up against the wall. Yeah, yeah. Hey, welcome to America. And by the way, we have video of this happening more and more. And then they'll beat somebody to death, and if you videotape it, they'll beat you to death. Or they'll put you in jail, even when the footage comes out. I mean, they'll put a guy in handcuffs, shoot him right in the back, and then grab everybody's video, you know, cameras. I mean, you've seen those cases. This is all a giant control grid for us, where we are the hunted. And again, oh, it's going to stop crime. The government runs the motorcycle gangs, runs the gangs, runs the drugs, launders the money. They run the child kidnapping, all of it. All of it. I mean, look it up. Help me. Homeless man begs as cops fatally beat him in videotaped incident. Now, that was one of the famous ones out in California. There was just another one where they grabbed everybody's video, you know, tapes, all their phones, took people to jail, you name it. And I think that's good. I think anybody videotaping police should be executed. By the way, I've got some articles I'm going to get to. Being sarcastic, folks. I've got some articles. Are Austin police shootings a growing trend? KI. A growing trend? They are way up. And I've said we've got a better department here in Austin than the many cities I've been to. But still, I mean, look at the benchmark we're at. Like, yeah, okay, Austin police are a lot better than North Korea. They're a lot better than New York police, but I don't want to become that. Exclusive. Shootings by Philly police soar as violent crime plummets. Philly.com. Philadelphia Inquirer. And it goes through how they just pull people over and just shoot them. And that's the same thing happening in Austin. They pulled a guy over, and he got out and didn't do anything, and then they started shooting at him. Because he reportedly put his cell phone in his pocket. You know, you get out of the car, you got your cell phone, all right. Oh, boom, boom. And because they're so afraid, because they all go watch Olympus Has Fallen, they all go watch these movies, and they really believe that there are people trying to kill them everywhere. As the violent crime rate has dropped 49%, I've been reporting this for months. The Justice Department finally put out a full report on it. In the L.A. Times, here's the L.A. Times headline. Gun crime has plunged, but Americans think it's up, study says. And it's cops as well. I mean, if you talk to a cop now, like you'll see a cop walking down the street, like, hey, how's it going? They're like, why are you talking to me? I mean, it's fear because, you know, they go watch 24 and they watch all these cop shows. And it's not just the cops. It's the general public. They literally believe terrorists are everywhere. Of course, I've seen the numbers. It varies year to year. But usually, in an average year, you're about 13, 14 times. You can look this up, folks. More likely to die as a police officer in a car wreck or being run over by a driver. And cops know this, if you really think about it. Than you are to be shot. Than you are to be shot. And it's just the wicked flee when none pursue. And if you're not wicked, that message isn't for you. But I just don't get it. I mean, this isn't real. The video games aren't real. The TV shows aren't real. There aren't really terrorists except for ones the globalists manufacture 99% of the time. I have found real terror attacks that have happened in the Middle East where it's asymmetrical warfare, where people fight. It's just war. But to demonize somebody you're in a war with, I'm not taking sides here, I'm just saying they're really asymmetrical. There is asymmetrical combat that goes on, and that is called terrorism. Now, when the West funds al-Qaeda to attack Libya and Syria and engage in, we look at the number, 120,000 dead, most of them civilians, by al-Qaeda. 120,000 dead in the last 2 years in Syria and growing. Lining the Alawite minority up, killing them, killing Christians, Jews, and it's called a protest. When they attacked the ambassador over the 6 to 8 hours in Libya, it was called a protest. So real terrorists are called protesters. Now, there it is. Syrian death toll likely as high as 120,000, group says. That is from just yesterday out of the Huffington Post. I think that's an AP article in Huffington Post. The point is that, see, I'm glad you pulled that up, guys. People don't think I'm making this stuff up. People just get amazed I can rattle off statistics. You can rattle off baseball scores, but you can't rattle off 69% drop in wounding fatalities. I mean, in a wounding, 39% in shooting fatality drops, and 49% overall violent crime rate drop since 1992. Look it up. I covered this last week. It's L.A. Times now. We've been telling you this since the statistics came out a few months ago, but now here it is, mainstream news. Mainstream news. So that's just some of the videos and some of the articles that are up on Infowars.com right now. Shock video, California police break into home, tase victims, and the people are like, calm. They're like, okay, you just broke in our house. Nothing's going on. People have their hands up like good victims, and the cops taser them both. And And people are even on my website defending it, going, well, we don't know what was going on in there. You go, hey, everybody, if they show up at your house, hands up, come out, we're going to search your home without a warrant. It's the new America. And it's all getting you ready to take your bank accounts. So don't worry, cops, you're going to get it too.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Turns out the IRS asked for Facebook posts, reading lists, and private thoughts of Tea Party groups they were harassing and auditing. You see, they're turning the census into a yearly and then monthly government interrogation with threats of arrest if you don't violate your own Fifth Amendment and waive your rights, as well as your Fourth Amendment. They are turning the IRS into something that runs your health care and spies on you and enforces everything and is a political control arm. They're taking all these federal agencies and they're metastasizing right now as the country is bankrupted by design. Obama campaign co-chair attacked Romney with leaked docs. No kidding. IRS approved liberal groups with Tea Party in limbo. GOP impeachment not off the table. Prominent Catholic professor claims IRS audited her after speaking out against Obama. Absolutely. This is all part of the intimidation. Demand to know who was paying for her. IRS asked for Facebook posts. Demanded list of students that were part of libertarian and conservative groups. This is what a free country does? Well, they're just making sure. IRS wants you to share everything, Politico reports. And again, they're hoping to just bring all this out and normalize it. And so many people I talk to now go, you're absolutely right about this, but I better not visit InfoWars.com. I better not speak out. They'll get me. No, if you give in to the fear, they will get everyone. This is what an authoritarian normalization looks like. I mean, it's like sheriffs in Palm Beach County. The sheriff comes out and says, if anyone criticizes the government, call us and we'll drop by to see what they're up to and have a nice little talk with them. What they'll do is force their way in your house without a warrant, grab you for a forced psychological evaluation by one of their hired psychiatrists or psychologists, and take your guns. And there'll be no judge, no jury. You will now be listed as a mental patient in their fake database. People go, well, the sheriff also said if somebody talks about shooting the mayor. Now, what they say is, if someone says they don't like the government, or that they're angry at the government, or they want to shoot the mayor. It's like, if somebody says they want the Constitution and to kill their kids. See, they add that into it to demonize the earlier point. It's all semantical con games with these people. And now all over the country, they're putting up microphones and cameras and telescreens and telling you how they're going to prosecute you for this and prosecute for that. And we're watching you, and you can't be trusted, and you better do what the government says, and you better. And, oh, there's all sorts of rulings like Town Hall reporting. Court rules against German homeschooling family seeking asylum who face prison time for homeschooling their children. And Obama is turning the family back who's been here for 3 years from asylum. Oh, if you're running from North Korea or you're running from stuff in Germany, which is an incredible police state now on many fronts, you're not allowed to get away. Oh, you're going to stay there because they want to make America like Germany is. They're trying to ban homeschooling. California a few years ago tried to ban it, but it got defeated in court. And they said in the court argument at the state level, I remember reading the filing, they said the state has jurisdiction over your children and they are the primary guardians. And then now MSNBC in promo says the community, the state is the parents, not you. Your children are not yours. We need to get over this idea that your children are yours. And I'm glad you're upset out there. You know, I tell my entire crew who sits in there and gets upset about all this, and they watch the videos we're getting ready to play, and they get upset, and they say something's got to be done, and they're all in there talking angry. And I looked at them all, and I said, hey, everywhere I walk around in this office, people are in the coffee room, wherever, looking at articles, discussing it. And I'm glad I've got a crew that cares about this information. I'm glad I've got a crew that works so hard. I'm glad I've got a crew that is upset. But I say this, don't just sit around at your office, or don't just sit around at, you know, church or wherever, and talk with a few friends about how you're upset about what's going on. Go to the city council. Go to the county commissioners. Let them know that you're the boss and they're the servant. Set up your own YouTube channel. Do your own radio podcast. Go do your own YouTube channel. As I've told particular people in this office that are constantly walking around talking to everybody else, and everybody goes to them to talk about the New World Order. And I'm like, when do all these great ideas get on air? When do all these discussions fight the New World Order? When are you going to put that on air? Put that on air. Because let me tell you something. It's the, you know, the time for sitting around with people you know are already awake and talking about this is over. It's time to hit the bricks. It's time to get on the street. It's time to get on the air. And I don't, even if you reach 100 people a week on YouTube, it'll grow into tens of thousands. Even if you get a local radio show, Access TV, use a venue. Get out there. You are the resistance. You are the hope. You are the leaders. You're the soldiers we need.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. By the way, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you're not fighting the prison planet. Everything I do, everything I try to do is about getting people off their butts in action in the fight for liberty worldwide. It's an intellectual, cultural, ongoing, ancient battle. All of our ancestors, no matter where you come from in the world, were involved either on the side of tyranny or the side of liberty. And I'm asking you to be involved in the side of liberty right now against these control freaks. And a PrisonPlanet.tv membership is $5.95 a month. That pays for the bandwidth and the cameras, the crew and things, or at least it pays for part of it. And then our mission is to get more people to tune in and wake up. You can have 11 people watch simultaneously any time of day with one PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 12 different people technically can tune in, because I actually had them turn it up to 12. I hadn't announced that yet. I just announced it right then. But what's happening is most people don't use it all the time, so you can have 30 or 40 people using it. And then if you try to go log in and you're locked out, that's good news. It means you shared your username and passcode, the unique code you create for PrisonPlanet.tv that you can share, and that means people have now gone and used it so much that you're not able to log in. Then the answer is go get another $5.95 membership and share that with others. We call it Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, the site just gets better and better. It's been up for over 10 years now. And it's got material and info we put out going back more than 17 years on it. My book, Paul Watson's book, both out of print. All of my films, a bunch of other films. A lot of the stuff up there is in high def. Especially the stuff we've been posting the last few years, the live video streams, the daytime show, the subscription nighttime show, all of it. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today, and also know that you're funding us getting more reporters, more researchers, more journalists, more editors, more graphics people, because I understand this is the fight of our lives. I'm all in. And how could you not be all in when you realize that our once free country and world is being converted to a high-tech police state? It's horrible. And with that, all the prosperity is going out the window. So I want to ask everybody, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. What have you been waiting for? And if you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can also go to InfoWarsNews.com, take you to the same URL. If you are a member and you haven't shared your username and passcode, again, make sure it's a unique one just to the site. You can change it if it's not. You can do that on the site. And then share it with friends and family in an e-card. Say, here is the username and passcode to your free membership that I'm giving you to PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch the Obama deception in high def. Watch Endgame, Fall of the Republic. Watch our chemtrail documentaries. Watch Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Watch the nightly news, PrisonPlanet.tv. People are very, very hungry. Strategic relocation in high def with expanded extras on PrisonPlanet.tv with Joel Skousen. It's all there on the site, PrisonPlanet.tv. Use it. Share it today. I want to thank those of you that have been. Now, here's the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, I want to give first-time callers a chance to get involved on air today, 800-259-9231. Now, let me run over the latest on the changing stories, the lies, and the good news that because of grassroots pressure, Boehner, who's been an insider and always whitewashing things, is being forced to talk about people need to be arrested, people need to go to jail. The problem is then those people will squeal like Fast and Furious when they're facing jail time and say, I was ordered to by the Attorney General and by the head of Homeland Security, Mr. Napolitano. Well, of course you were. Of course you were. Of course you were ordered to. And this is their Waterloo. This is their Watergate, to continue the water analogies here. We have to continue to hammer this. Let's go over some of these headlines here. Justice Department defends seizure of phone records. So they're now defending that. While saying they didn't know it was going on, that underlings did it. But they're now changing that story. That's the New York Times. Holder isn't sure how often reporters' records are seized. Just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And again, they're already spying illegally on everything. We've confirmed that just from our whistleblowers, with them finding out who they are almost instantly. I mean, you literally have to meet people in parking lots. Or folks mail us stuff from mailboxes with fake return addresses, and then we call the phone numbers on it and confirm they're real documents. That's really the way, the old-fashioned manila envelope way. Continuing, Eric Holder points finger at deputy who secretly obtained journalist phone records as Obama is forced to say he has confidence in the attorney general. So we're going to have the attorney general of Fast and Furious and the Oklahoma City cover-up. That came out in court. He ran that cover up of what really went on there. These are very nice people, folks. And now they know nothing, but they're defending it. Continuing here with the news on the media being harassed front, Older to Face Capitol Hill grilling today. We're going to follow that. That's out of the Hill newspaper. A report on that front. Also, there's another headline here that White House on AP probe, Obama firm believer in press freedom. Well, thank goodness Kim Jong-un is a firm believer. I mean, Obama, everything's fine now. Newsmax reporting, again, what I just mentioned, the Justice Department to investigate not only the harassment of whistleblowers and the going after phone records of sources reporting on criminal activities by this government, a crime syndicate trying to protect itself, now justice to investigate IRS targeting of the Tea Party. And again, there's a Hill article out going, Obama needs his own drudge to be able to counter everybody getting on the bandwagon to attack him. It's because the media are a bunch of cowards. Just like the Boston bombing, our reporter goes and says, who are these other guys? You admit you had a drill. You don't want to talk about it. Why was there a stand down? Here are photos of the other people. And the FBI guy was literally completely scared and goes, do not listen to him. Do not talk to him. Do not look at his photos. And none of the press covered it or looked at the photos. Instead, they demonized us and said, how dare they ask? How dare InfoWars ask about a drill? Yeah, I mean, it looks like you got about 50 security people in black backpacks and black shirts and tan pants and boots, staring right where the bomb goes off, disappearing minutes before it goes off, and then running around with radiation detectors and stuff. Let's just not even discuss that. And let's not discuss all these other suspects. And let's not discuss Saudi Arabians on no fly list and stuff, being visited by the First Lady and visiting the White House, you know, eight times or whatever. Let's just not discuss that. Because it's a conspiracy theory that they're spying on the media, now confirmed. It's a conspiracy theory they bought 2 billion bullets, now confirmed. Now it's a conspiracy that I don't like that they bought that and that I'm suspicious of it. First, it wasn't happening. Now it's I'm bad because I was right. Here it is. Justice to investigate IRS targeting of Tea Party. Isn't that just special? So they'll get to the bottom of it. Don't you worry your little boots about that. The very people doing this will investigate it. They call that Fox guarding the hen house in my day, but nowadays that's a conspiracy theory. If you can, 2 + 2 = 4 is a conspiracy theory. Knowing how to tie your shoelaces is a conspiracy theory. When, whether it's the U.S. or England, we have videos out today when you say, you don't have a right to stop me randomly and ask me questions. I'm walking down the sidewalk by a park. Is this part of an ongoing investigation? No, it's not. Then no, you don't have a right. And they go, oh, why are you a conspiracy theorist? That's what TSA does now when they want to take you over and grope you. And you're like, you know, the government got the underwear bomber on the plane. This doesn't protect us from terrorism. This violates my Fourth Amendment. They're on record on video after video we posted with other citizens and journalists going, that's enough of your conspiracy theories. And I've talked about this. Having free will, having an opinion, having a view is a conspiracy theory. Sitting down, shutting up, taking all your vaccines, getting Parkinson's disease early, getting cancer early, eating your GMO, dying like the rats on record, that's a good citizen. And you know, I see these videos of these cops all over the country, but also in Europe. When they come over and get in journalists' faces for no reason, they have this crazed enjoyment, and they're always like caressing their uniform and caressing, just enjoying it. I'm in an outfit, I'm in a suit, I'm in a costume, and I was watching video of these British cops, and it's an attractive female cop, and you can tell when a woman's jacked up, really excited, and she's just getting off on the power over this guy. And just rubbing on the seatbelt and rubbing on her uniform and I mean, it's just like she's all excited. It's all about how she's got power. I mean, these are not people that need power, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, who wants to act like this? Idiots, that's who. People that would never have had real power in the world. Real power because they had power. In ancient times, if you could fight, you could hunt, you could plant crops better, you could tell the weather better, you could strategize how to defend the tribe better, you went to the top, it made humans stronger. Now, if you get in line and enjoy getting your power out of a corrupt system, not out of who you are, you go to the top. And that's why society's turned into North Korea. And pretty soon you can't even plant crops. You can't make automobiles. Your cities don't have electricity anymore. But the upper class are all on uniforms with that same look in their eye of enjoyment. And that same, I've been to Mexico. I've seen videos and footage out of North Korea. You've all seen it. And I see the same look in our cops now more and more of just the satisfaction. It's the same satisfaction when my daughters were 3 or 4 and would dress up like princesses and run around enjoying themselves with plastic rings on, you know, costume jewelry, having fun when their friends would come over. And it's cute when a 3-year-old girl is on a power trip imagining they're a queen. It is not good when you're a 35-year-old cop acting like that. It is good when you're a 3-year-old boy playing cops and robbers out in the yard to imagine you're a superhero. You've got to imagine you're going to be a powerful male and a warrior before you actually become one. But being a warrior who battles the journalist isn't a warrior. It's called being a North Korean thug. And look, I salute the police that do a good job out there in some of the crime-ridden areas, but more and more, once crime takes over, the police just become criminal because there's corrupt cops above them on the take, and then you collapse like Detroit or Chicago. I mean, these are now third-world areas. A lot of great people in them. I'm not bashing your cities, but they're all now fleeing here and then now trying to put me under their way of life. And I'm sorry, my ancestors went to war with people that tried to make them slaves. And come hell or high water, didn't back down. And that's just where I come from. That's who I am. I have an instinct to not be a slave. I have an instinct to want to be free. I have an instinct to disdain thugs. Gangs wear their uniforms. Motorcycle gangs wear their uniforms. Cops wear their uniforms. This is all ancient crud. And I'm done with it. And listen, to all you think you're on a winning team, caressing your uniforms, getting off on fetishizing it, let me tell you, folks, you're dead already. You've all been injected with cancer viruses. You're all drinking sodium fluoride. You're eating GMO. You're going to watch your kids die young. See, because it's going to kill you 20, 30 years young. It's going to kill your kids. A lot of you cops are like 50 right now. You know, your 25-year-old son's dying right now. Your daughter, your 20-year-old daughter, your 18-year-old daughter, your 10-year-old son's dying right now, and you're crying right now. You know, the neighbor's dying of cancer, too. You're going, my God, it's true. They're killing us. That's right, buddy. Why don't you come in and join the team and really wake up to the whole system instead of caressing your uniform all day? There's no amount of tickets you're going to write that are going to keep the country from going bankrupt. There's nothing you can do, okay? The only thing you can do is realize we're all under scientific attack. And really get with the program, and let's figure out how to fix this. The media is starting to get with the program and realizing, why are we letting Obama persecute journalists? Why are we letting Obama run Al-Qaeda? Why are we letting them spy on everybody? Why are they harassing college groups that promote the Constitution? That's in the manual. Those that promote the Constitution. See, those that promote the Constitution are Americans and the good guys. And those that say the Constitution is bad and is terrorist, they're obviously the bad guys. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. But here it is, Justice Department to investigate IRS targeting of the Tea Party. Well, I feel safe now. I feel safe. Progressive group, IRS gave us conservative groups confidential docs. Yeah, that's Newsmax, Breitbart. Rasmussen reports 57% want IRS offenders jailed or fired. Oh, but they're not talking, are they? Because they were ordered to do that. I mean, give me a break. The president's the one that orders that. Boehner on IRS. Who's going to jail over this scandal? Washington Times. House Speaker John A. Boehner said today that it will take more than firings to clear up the IRS scandal. It'll take someone ending up serving jail time. Okay, I never praised Boehner. I'm going to praise him right now. That's what we need right there. Jail, long jail terms. Long jail terms. Get rid of the IRS. It's a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. The big bankers are all exempt from it. All you people that hate wealth and think you're winning team against people that produce by joining the Democratic Party and the socialists and the collectivists, the mega banks that fund you are tax exempt. They're offshore. They want to get rid of the middle class as a tool of economic domination. Because once you break the middle class forever, you now have an enslaved North Korean or Mexican population, like in Mexico. The IRS wants you to share everything. I already mentioned this political article, but here they are going, well, what is the big deal? They want your reading list. I mean, of course the government comes and says, without a warrant, you will tell us your reading list or we're going to take all the money out of your bank account. It's like when I get the business census and the public sends me emails going, I don't get a business census. That's not real. Well, you must not run a business, dum-dum. The community surveys and the business surveys are now yearly. And it asks me stocks, bonds, everything I do, total violation of Fourth and Fifth Amendment. And it says penalty of perjury. So if I make a mistake, by the way, damn, I'm going to go to jail for that. You know what? I'm not answering your questions. FBI shows up here. They put Martha Stewart in jail, they said, for lying to them when she didn't. She didn't insider trade. They just burned her because you know her name. Try to scare people. They sent her to jail for not knowing every bit of stock she had in a questionnaire. Well, I'm not answering any of your questions, you crooks, you narcotics trafficking, child kidnapping. Yeah, that's who fences the little kids, most of them for snuff films, the government.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For nearly 20 years, Alex has been the voice of warning on threatening issues that the big media won't dare talk about. Threats that trample the American dream. You know what we all face. A crashing economy that's forcing millions out of work and from their homes. Half of Americans need help just to feed themselves. Legalized pollution of our food is sickening us with cancer and disease. The food you can trust in facing any of these threats comes from eFoods Direct. It tastes great and stores up to 25 years, ready for when you need it most. Be smart and be prepared for whatever life throws your way with your own food supply from eFoods Direct. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get a free evacuation kit with select purchases. This kit is a $200 value and is perfect as a bug-out bag or for emergencies. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find out more.
Keeps on raining love. to Chicago. Here it comes again. We're just woodpeckering at the globalist. All right, I want to go to your phone calls this segment next. We'll take calls in the next hour, too. Dr. Corey Gold's joining us to talk about Benghazi Gate, all of it. I want to focus some on Benghazi because we are getting distracted with the IRS stuff and all the rest of it. But look, folks, when I end the last segment saying the government runs child kidnapping rings, type in NATO and child sex trade, UN child sex trade, BBC, Reuters, AP, Chicago Tribune, where defense contractors, U.S. defense contractors, whistleblowers will say, I saw them load 125 children, some as young as two, onto the aircraft, flying them into Saudi Arabia, out of Bosnia. From there, they were broken up and sent to other areas. And then they have Italian investigations on TV where they're shooting three-year-olds in the head after they rape them. I mean, it's like, whoa! The government grabs little kids, rapes them, and shoots them in the head with 357 Magnums. And I know that there's all sorts of national media listening. Hey, do an article how I'm a liar. Go ahead. Go ahead. And then we'll show you, and then I'll go show a bunch of news articles showing everything I just said. The government, that's who you signed on. All the tough guy groups, all the gangsters, there's always somebody worse than you. And they are who gets in the seat of power. And then society collapses. And I'm so sick of this culture glorifying criminals, glorifying so-called tough guys. You're all walking dead. You're all nobodies. Real men stand up for innocence. Real men stand up for justice. And it's time for real men to get aggressive out there. Somebody tries to push you around. Somebody tries to peck you into submission. You get in their face. Playing games with the New World Order is over. And all the criminal classes, you're going to push it too far. And you know what's going to happen to all of you. You know what's going to happen. You're all going to be brought to justice. When we restore this republic, there's going to be Nuremberg trials. You're all going to get a jury trial. And you're going to get hung by your neck until you're dead. And a lot of us aren't going to make it to that point to see it. But you will be brought to justice for what you've done to innocence. We will not be transported to a state of liberty on a bed of feathers. Let's go ahead and talk to Simon in Florida. You're on the air, sir. Thanks for holding. Got about a minute and a half.
Okay. I just wanted to point out Alistair Stevenson. You've had several articles about him on your website. And I think it's important to point out also, if someone pulls up the picture of this family, this Richard family, look at the father.
What specifically are you getting at, sir? We don't screen calls, but I've got to know what you're talking about.
Very similar looking. The father, the Martin Richard kid that died, the 8-year-old in the Boston bombing.
And man, you know, I appreciate your call, but I mean, look, for folks that know what this guy's talking about, new listeners, there is this new belief that everybody's an actor, and they do have crisis actors, and they have staged fake events, and they have used PR people to be there at events they stage to hype it. But they killed real people at Sandy Hook, and they killed real people at the Boston bombing. They like killing people, okay? Yes, they provocateur events, but they don't completely stage them. Those are very rare. And again, I mean, there's people that say that I'm all these different actors and people. While I work in here 18 hours a day, I was at work 18 hours yesterday, actually more than 18 hours. And, of course, it was enjoyable work. Hanging out with Mike Judge again for about 5 hours. I've got the best Mike Judge interview ever. We're going to be airing next week. It is bombshell.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.